Let them see you, not me. Let every word that will proceed out of my mouth today, let it come from the throne room. Use me as the oracle to speak life. Your word is life and is spirit. Let your spirit and let faith connect with your word this morning. As your children will listen to you this morning, transform them, touch them, uphold them, carry them, sustain them, contain them. Let your name alone be glorified. We bless your holy name this morning. You are able. You are capable. You can do anything. Let your fire fall today. Let those that are under the sound of my voice, let them see it differently today. Let the service be unusual service. Lord, this morning, many are sitting down. Many are out there, weary and tired, because solution has not come. Today, those that are under the sound of my voice, let them receive solution. Just one word released unto them. By the time we finish today, give them reason to dance. Give them reason to sing. Lord, meet them at the point of their need this morning. Meet them, the children, the mother, the father. Meet them. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' name we pray. It is able, abundantly able, to deliver and to save. He is able, abundantly able, to deliver those who trust in him. He's able to deliver, to heal, to save. He's able to cure. He's able to preserve. He's able to protect. He's able to shield. He's able to carry you. And he's able to give you victory. What are you looking for today? God has it all. Just like my daughter teach this morning in the workers' meeting. Children of God, there's so much in God that I want to give to you. Are you able? Are you ready? Are you able? But we don't look at him the way God is. The pastor will preach, the way you perceive God is the way you will see God. Who is God to you? Today, we are talking about complete obedience. Without obedience, there's no blessing. Don't fool yourself. Unless you have to manipulate things in your head, which is fine, but it's not great. Complete obedience. Obedience brings divine blessing. I tell my children all the time, when you obey me, I'll bless you. And they have been seeing the blessing around. I can go extra mile for my children. They all know. They all know. More or less, God himself that is capable, that is able to do beyond, above, whatever that you can think of.
I was talking to one of my in-laws. I said, one of the weddings that took place cost me over $100,000. I did not borrow a penny from anybody. I know you'll be looking at me. So we have this kind of money somewhere. I And I told him, I said, I go extra mile for my children. I don't work for anything for them. But we have God in heaven who can supply all your need. More or less an earthly father. My children are very obedient. Sometimes when I speak, they cry. Because I take care of what is needed. One day I was talking to my son. I did something. He called me and said, Daddy, thank you. That thank you is from his belly. It's not that he just said it. I didn't expect that phone call. Unusual. I just pick up before my children call me when I'm in the office. It doesn't matter whether I'm talking to President Trump. I say, President, hold on. I pick up the phone of my son, my children. How are you? Are you okay? If you are okay, I will call you back. Stay where you are. I call them back. But I must hear from them. The Lord wants to hear from you. But we are not communicating enough. The Lord will take us to another level this day. Today I want to talk about two cases. Abraham and Saul. I want you to wait yourself to see where you stand. God is able. God is able. Are you able to receive from him? First, Abraham heard the voice of God. I want to talk about two things in the next 30 minutes. May God help me. May God help me. Because by the time you leave this place, you will know where you belong. It's not any man in the village. It's not any woman in the village. Immediately you are saying you are born again, God has cut that bloodline out of the way. But that's the beginning. How far you go with God will let your enemy know who you are. I wrote a story. A boy, a young boy, asked his father, he said, how big is God? I read a lot. He said, how big is God? He said, God is very big. How big? He said, it's very big. He took him to the airport. He saw, you know, first of all, he asked, that plane is very small. It's okay. But let me take you to the airport. He took him to the airport. And he saw a humongous plane. He said, that plane is big? Yes. He said, that's what you saw. I'm going somewhere. He said, yes. That is what you saw. You see, you can see God from afar as a small God. But you can see God when you are closer to him as a big God. And that's what he told him. He said, so God is very big. He said, even bigger than that. I must get close to him. Because I want all about him. See, God is looking for somebody. Not everybody. Somebody that can be closer to him so that he can reveal himself to you and I. Pastor Prisner always emphasizes how you perceive God is what you will get. If you want him big, he's big. If you want him small, it's up to you. But obedience will make God close to you. We're going to talk about voice and the word. Open your Bible. We talk about this on Wednesday. We discuss, children of God, come to a Bible study. Come to a Bible study. You want God to be big, come to a Bible. We discuss here. We don't play around. We don't play much music. We discuss Bible. Somebody will ask question that you need an answer for. You yourself need that answer, but sometimes you may not be able to ask that question. But somebody will ask the question, and we have balanced man of God in the house.
that can answer
the question.
Sunday workers meeting now, God has raised a man. He wants everybody to grow. Everybody is taking part. He make you study. He make you prepare. I hope I record what my daughter preached this morning about blind Bartimaeus. All blind Bartimaeus here is a voice. He didn't see him face to face. But he knew this man, I heard that he performed miracle. I don't want to go there. Abraham, hear a voice. In the book of Genesis 22, voice and the word, we must take something home today. Genesis 22. Because we behave anyhow in the presence of God. We don't activate, we don't come to him and ask him what we can do, what can he do for us. That's what we always ask. Give, 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 give. You never ask him, what did he want you to do for him? That will change this month. That will change this month. We need to hear from him. What did he want us to do? Case study. Abraham and Saul. Genesis 22. 15 to 18. If you are there, say, I am here. If you are not, say, wait for me. If you don't have your Bible, like Pastor said, share my own. There is a word of God going on in this house. God cannot shape your life without the word of God. No. A grammar cannot change you. Eloquent grammar cannot change your life. You only give a certificate. And that certificate can be abandoned somewhere. But God can raise you up with his word. Can shape your life, can mold your life with his word. All right. Somebody read for me. With baritone, the baritone voice. That's it. That's an evangelist right there. Evangelist. Yes. Because you have done this. Wait, oh. Because, hold on. Because you complain. I'm out of the camp of complainant. I'm out of the camp. Stop complaining. Go to the word. And ask the word to be activated in your life. And you see changes. Continue, sir. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, yes. Go ahead, my brother. And through your offspring. Because what? Question. How many words of God do you obey? I'm coming to this side. Let me talk to this side. Because there is man of God on this side. I don't know why they sit on one side. There is so much grace over here. How many of us obey completely to the word of God? Because I just heard a man that God called him. Abraham is what is my friend. When you obey God to call, well, people will see you, they will bow. Because what is inside of you is greater than what they have. God said, move, you move. God said, sit, you sit. People that are around you, they will believe there's something wrong with this man. Yes, true, something wrong with you. Because what is empowering you? What is bringing things to you is invisible. But because you hear the voice, to call, obedient to call will transform your life. Let me hear my elder here and my children. Do you obey God completely? It's a question. Don't answer it. Don't let everybody know that you are partial obedience. Let me come over here. There's some children here, mighty children. Do you obey God? Let me ask my son then. Do you obey mommy and daddy completely? You swore. Because mommy is here. That's your children, right? Yeah, that's you. Yeah. Don't lie. You are in the church. Jesus is looking at you. Tell the truth and let the devil be ashamed. Do you obey mommy and daddy completely? So when they say go and set your bed, you go. When they say do you do your homework, you didn't say later, I want to watch this program, I want to watch this thing. You do it immediately. Ah, I love this boy. What's your name? Joshua. That's why. I can see. I rest my case. May the spirit double portion that Joshua carried in those days fall upon you. Because, don't let me preach on Joshua. Let me come back to my team here. We must obey God completely. When you obey your parents, believe me, they love you. They will do anything for you. I told my son to move from Houston. I went to go help him to carry the bag. He said, Daddy, Woodland is very quiet. Nobody there, all my friends. I said, son. He said, yes, sir. Do you regret it in one day? No. Obedience brings blessings to you. Mommy said, stop. Yes, ma'am. No, say, why, man? Why, me? Ah, you will get beaten, you know. You get spanked, you know. Why? African setting. You ask me why? Obey first and then complain. By the time you obey, you forget to complain. Hallelujah. Abraham, beloved, God's blessing can only be reversed by God himself. When he releases it on you, when you obey him and he begins to bless you, no man can reverse it. No man. Until you misbehave. My spiritual son preached something that Christian don't go to hell. But Christian that abandon God and reject God will go to hell. I've been studying that. I've been looking at it. In a moment you say, God, bye-bye. They will say, you are welcome. I've been waiting for you to confess from your mouth that you don't love him. I will give you. That's why some people, you see them in church. They raise holy hands and all that. And when enemies strike, you are the one that will cry most. Oh, God. I just serve God. Oh, you do everything. But you don't know what is going through. It's in and out. That will not be our portion. We will obey God till the end. Let me tell you the condition we must fulfill in Christ. One, we must have a remarkable love for God to obey him. Remarkable love. Undisputable love that you show to God. Because when you love a man, when a wife loves the husband, you can do anything. When a man loves his wife, he can do anything. And when you show love to God, because he first loved you, it's your first love. And then you show love back to him by obedience. Just like I always use my wife and my children because those are mine. God gave them to me. I'm a custodian. And I can train them, I can teach them, I can talk about them. But I can't talk about you. Because if I talk about you, it will be a problem. So I have enough to talk about my children and my family. Abraham, obey God. And I will show it to you. And he said, by myself, after you obey the voice of God, after you obey, God said to him, in blessing, I will bless you. But do we have that ability? Do we have that spirit in us to obey him? Pastor Charles raised a question when I was preaching on Wednesday. It is only by grace of God that I can answer the question. Because when a preacher has a preacher question, you must go to the Spirit of God. Because at the end of the day, you will think that the preacher did not know what he's asking. Question may come, maybe to benefit the hearer, not for you. Maybe somebody has asked that question before. And he asked the question. He said, but doctor were here. He said, what condition, what stage can you deny God as a preacher, as a man of God? What stage?
can you say something that, I said, I don't know the stage, but I do know this and that. And everybody contributed to it that day. And we had a very wonderful time in the presence of God because we talk about obedience. Sometimes we want to know more, but we don't have the means to ask the question. The only time you can ask questions is on Wednesday Bible study. And I tell you, people that have been coming, they are very, very fervent in the Lord. And I want to ask you to join us. So, one, we must have a remarkable love for God, sacrificial giving, and commitment to holiness and to worship. Abraham has all that. He sacrificed. He gave unto God because he loved him. He hears from him. God gave him the information. Instruction will be coming. He said, yes, Lord. To the extent that he took his own son to a slaughterhouse on the mountain. Because he believed God. That God will raise that boy. Read the Bible. Read Genesis. He believed. The Bible said that at the end of the day, he believed so much that even if I sacrifice this boy, he believed God will raise him back. He told his people that follow him, the servant. He said, wait here, I will be back with Isaac. That's what they call faith. That is what they call love of God. He sacrificed, he gave all to God. You must show love to him. You must obey him. What will happen next will blow your mind. Blessings of God that come upon a man, he brings envy and jealousy from his neighbor. Because you'll be able to do what you're unable to do for yourself. You'll be able to do, you'll be able to command things. I saw a man in Atlanta, 1st of January, when I was traveling to Nigeria. I didn't know the man very well, but word of knowledge came. I told him, I said, you want to control everything, but you don't have enough to control. If you let God control you, he will give you so much to control. The guy said, I don't understand. By the time I explained to him, the guy almost cried. A big man. We are in the lounge together, British Delta Lounge, you know. So he said, well, are you a preacher? I said, well, by the special grace of God, I know a little bit about God. That he can give you so much to control if you let him control your life. If you let him control your life. Abraham, believe him. Abraham, walk with him. Abraham, obey him. Who are we now that every day we are so busy? Even when God wants to interfere into your affairs, you say, God, wait. Let me do this myself. I'm used to it. But when you allow him to open up the heaven for you, things will change. Let me talk about Saul. We talk about the voice. The word came to Saul. 1 Samuel 15. I'm showing you who obey God and God bless him. And we are still talking about him today. Abraham's blessings are mine. Do you know what Abraham sacrificed? Hello? Abraham's blessings are mine. Sing that song now. Choir, help me. Okay, you want Abraham's blessing. Yes. Do you obey the way Abraham obeyed? Do you sacrifice the way Abraham sacrificed? Do you give? Do you follow God the way Abraham followed God? And you want the blessing of Abraham. Little thing, blessing. What do you do to get that blessing? It's very important. It's very, very important. Samuel, 1 Samuel 15. From 22 to 24. Hello?
Who's there?
Can you read it for me? Samuel replied. Because you have rejected the word, not voice now, is the word. Because somebody went to Saul. Somebody said, this is what Saul, this is what Sam, now, this is what Saul should do. Go ahead. God will not reject you. God will help you. God will speak clearly to you. The word of God will work for you. The grace to obey, God will give it to you. We need this blessing, but we need to obey. My wife was asking me, hold on, don't sit down. I love my wife so much, so I can talk about my wife. Even when she's not here, you know my wife. She was asking me, say, when my wife called me Remy, I know she wants something. When my wife called me Honey, she wants to give me instruction. That's it. He said, Remy, I said, what do you want? He said, I want to get something. But my wife, somebody, though she's not here, I know you're recording it, so that you can delete that part. He said, you took my credit card. He said, it's full, 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 full. I said, it's full. That's why your credit score go down. Because they are afraid that you will spend more when they increase it. So he said, I need your credit card. I said, which one? He said, why are you asking me now? I need your credit card. Why? What I'm saying is, sometimes we approach God in our own way. Instead of us to find a way to approach him, the way you will say, what do you want? Solomon sacrificed so much. And God come down. He said, what do you want, son? But Saul, God sent Samuel to him to give him a word. God loves us so much. He sent somebody to tell you. Saul, don't do this, don't do that. Go and destroy all Amalek. Because their book just opened up now. I want to destroy them all. Because what they did. Continue. Yes. Do you hear? Stop. Thank you because of time. I want to finish this one because we are going to pray one simple prayer. But the prayer is loaded. Do you hear about one that said, God, I will go. I sacrifice. I do everything. The second one, he said, go, destroy. But the second one, he reject the voice. And which voice did he obey? We are going somewhere. I don't know the voice you are listening to. Be careful. Be careful. Because if God show up today, you won't understand his voice. I was reading this around 2:30 in the morning. I have to pray. He said, because thou hast obeyed my voice. That was what he told Abraham. But Saul, hear what he said. He said, because you have rejected my voice. And what happened? The voice that, man, that shake at eye. He listened to the voice of the people. I'll come back to Bible study. Pastor Charles asked that question again. If you are in the Bible study, you don't know your word, is the problem. But you can ask the question. Pastor Charles said, what happened to that man? What degree can a man begin to listen to the people? What degree? Because you have worked it out, you have done everything, everything is not working, and then the people start talking. He said, what degree? When can you obey the voice of the people? When? That's the question.
Saul. God gave him complete instruction. If you go through the Bible study, we talk about the instruction of God, how God instructs his people. I don't want to go back there because of time. But Saul obeyed the voice of the people and reject the voice of God. What happened to the two people? He said, that is the thought of the day for you. Which camp are you in? Are you facing storm of life? Are you facing troubles of life? Your enemy is at the door. Your enemy is having a field day. Or what are the situations of life that are weighing you down? After you pray, you fasted, you do everything. You give into church. You give your tithe. You give your offering. You give everything. Nothing happened. Was that the time for you to say, God, I'm tired? Or that is the time you're supposed to hold him tight. Remind him. Tabitha in the Bible, when he died, called Dorcas. Paul appear. Is it Paul or Peter appear? They went on the book of record that this woman, remember his generosity that he has done. And Paul said, that's fine. Tabitha, get up. Your life is not over yet. God still needs you. Can God look at your record? How you have obeyed along the way, how you have sacrificed, how you have given, how you have worked with him. Can you go back and say, God, look at my generosity. Don't let me fall astray. Carry me. Saul went to the battle. God gave him victory. But he rejected the voice of God. And he obeyed the voice of the people. And he paid what? Dearly for it. Whose voice are you listening to? Is it the voice of your mother that said you don't have a child yet? Is it the voice of your husband that said that because you tried those examinations 3 times, you didn't pass? Which voice are you listening to? Is it the voice of God that promised you that I will carry you, I will uphold you, I will bless you? Just continue walking. I'm walking with you. I'm standing by you. Just continue to walk. I will take you there. Regardless of what is challenging you, regardless of what is contending with you, I will take you there. Whose voice are you obeying? It's a question. Whose voice? Because these two case studies shows that Abraham became a friend of God, end of the day. And saw what happened to him. When was last time did you see Saul in the Bible that talk about the greatness? When God's hand is removed, or the when God removes his hand from you, you are in trouble. You will misbehave everywhere you go. Devil will batter and shatter you. That's what happened to Saul. His whole empire collapsed. Perished with his son on the battlefield. But Abraham today, we're still talking about it. Because he obeyed. The voice, not even the word, is a voice. Children of God, which camp are you? Are you in the camp of obedience or are you in the camp of disobedience? That's a thought for you. Don't allow this nature, don't allow the things of this world take you away from what you believe. The conviction that is in you must stay, must stand, must challenge the time of life because you are convicted. Don't allow the situation. This word came to me. I talk about it on Wednesday, then we pray. When we came here to start this church, God said, go. I don't know where we are going. I went to God 3 days in a row, no food, just praying, fasting, and all that, crying to God, where am I going? He said, move, where am I going? Boom. He said, separate yourself. So I separate myself and my wife. We came to the woodland here. Because I used to do deliverance. So every month, 3 days in a row, in 1 month, I always come
to Woodland to pray. I never enter Woodland. I always come just to separate myself from the city, from the noise, from everything. I'll turn off my phone, cry to God, listen to gospel, listen to solid man of God. How many of you know Billy Akoni? I listen to him, cry after the man finished preaching. I cry to God. Pastor Iyi Adeboye, I listen, I say, Father, where am I going? Boom, I had a dream over about this place. And along the way, we came to cut the story short, but nothing happened. Nothing happened. We rent a place. They sue us. They took us to court because we can't pay the rent. We have a court case on our head. And everybody's cutter. Remember, you know how many of you can run away when you see a court case? Pastor, you're on your own. No? Everything. Nothing happened. I was about to throw down the towel. A man called me. Very solid man of God. He's still a friend of mine. He said, Remy, I know you are very stubborn. We know that God cannot, is not a God of confusion. I said, I know. He said, can you move from this area that they all, that they don't, maybe they don't like you. Maybe because you are this, you are that. Because I'm recording it. But he said, move closer to Spring where the people will listen to you. To leave the Woodlands alone, because you are so radical in your faith. Leave it alone. I said, thank you very much, sir. I will pray about it. Immediately I hang up the phone. Holy Spirit said to me in my heart, which voice are you listening to? Am I the one that sent you, or is the one that sent you? I reject, because I was going through pain that time. I thought the devil was talking. God knew my heart that I want to serve him. And I told my wife about it. My wife said, go and pray about it. You said Woodland. My wife knew that I always hear a little voice of God. And I pray. The voice came back again that I send you, not him. And I called him. I said, thank you. Do you know 6 months later, God gave us this place? If I listen to him and I move down to where the people of God mold and shape for somebody else, and I move there, I may suffer another 3 years before I obey to come back. Obedience is very good. What are you convicted about? Are you convinced that God will do it? Don't change. Don't step out of the box. Stay there with him. Fight it out. Obey him. Take the instruction. And after that, the rest are history. Let's bow our head. Let's bow our head. The children too, bow your head. You have a bright future. Start now and obeying God. It doesn't matter what your friends are saying. It doesn't matter whether you are telling your friend that you're going to Bible study, you're going to this, are you the one that killed Jesus? It doesn't matter. What matters is that you obey. And I tell you, God will save your soul. Children of God, examine your heart. Only one prayer that I want us to pray. Say, Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy. It is all I'm asking for today. Mercy of God. To take me from where I am to where I'm supposed to be. If I miss it before because of voice, because of what I've done in the past, because of what I've done, Father, have mercy on me. You are God of second chance. Start all over with me. I will start with you today, Lord. Start with me. Have mercy. Pray, pray, pray. Ask God for mercy. Ask God for mercy. That from today you will obey him. From today you will not hear the voice of man. From today you will follow him. Ask God for mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I give you praise.
I commit your children into your able hand. Whichever area they need help, to follow you and to obey you till the end. I ask for special grace to fall upon them today. Carry them. Uphold them. Give them another chance. You are God of new beginning. Show yourself strong and mighty. Don't let them fall on the wayside. Bring them back. Bring them back. Wash them clean with the blood. Whatever the iniquity or transgression that the enemy is using against them, whatever the secret or presumptuous sin that is working against them, Father, you are God of mercy. Have mercy, O Lord, and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray.